When John King of Concord showed up to protest President Trump's election commission at St. Anselm College yesterday, his homemade sign didn't mention the president, who set up the commission after floating conspiracy theories about voter fraud in last year's elections. Instead, King called out New Hampshire's top election official by name.
Shame on you, Bill Gardner. He's our Secretary of State, at least that's what I'm led to believe, and he should not be involved in this charade to suppress voting.
King wasn't the only one weary of Gardner's role on the panel. Peter Burling, a former Democratic state senator, also showed up to protest Tuesday's meeting. He was scratching his head over Gardner's motives.
When it came to this commission, I think Bill, either through an excess of naivete or ambition, I don't know which it was, decided to sign up for something that is, frankly, an attack on New Hampshire's traditions of voting.
Such concerns weren't just coming from disgruntled party activists. Last week, all four members of the state's congressional delegation called for Gardner to resign from the Trump panel. The criticism has been especially jarring, given Gardner's reputation. He's the longest-serving Secretary of State in the nation and has never faced a serious challenge to his job. And until this year, he's earned bipartisan applause for his role overseeing state elections and preserving New Hampshire's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. But his decision to join Trump's voter fraud panel has overshadowed that. Tuesday's meeting was Gardner's chance to address these public critiques head-on, and he wasted no time doing so.
New Hampshire people aren't accustomed to walking away or stepping down from their civic duty. And I will not either.
But Gardner didn't just use this national platform to push back on those protesting outside the meeting room. At one point, he also turned to the man sitting next to him, the Voting Commission's co-chair and Kansas Secretary of State, Chris Kobach.
The problem that has occurred because of what you wrote is the question of whether our election, as we have recorded it, is real and valid. And it is real and valid.
What Gardner was referring to is a column Kobach wrote last week, alleging that voter fraud was so rampant in New Hampshire last year as to sway the outcome of the election. Gardner's typically not one to weigh in on partisan affairs, though he's been a Democrat his whole career. These days, though, his defenders are largely on the Republican side. That includes State Senator Regina Birdsell.
He's been in place for 40 years. He's protected our first in the nation. And all of a sudden, he's not looking out for us? That's ridiculous.
Democratic Senator Donna Soucie says that defense misses the mark on why people are questioning Gardner's role.
Bill is a person of such integrity and has done such a good job in running our elections that he shouldn't be associating with people making baseless accusations and statements that aren't based on actual facts.
And what does Gardner make of being caught in the middle of these competing choruses? If nothing else, four decades of local battles over ballot law have prepared him for this moment.
The angels aren't all on one side or the other side. So, and I'm not saying I'm always on the angels' side, but you learn over time, and it's good and it's bad having longevity.
Whether working with this commission will prove to be a wise choice in the long run, the votes have yet to be tallied. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.